Look, only smoking when it's roll right. Like bomb, boy, it ain't too loose, it ain't too tight. If it ain't no smell, it ain't no flight. Can't you tell I'm from the west where we birthed the chronic? Move it like it's Tano, trapping out the bando. Certified OG, 30 for the gram, ho. And I ain't giving notice for your man, ho. So I don't know why you keep coming here with 10 folk. So annoying cause you been broke. I'm on a mission, roger that, copy that, holla 10 folk. Still blowing presidentials. Don't try to roll up if you ain't show credentials and blow my high.
Why, oh, why? Please don't blow my high. Just shut the hell up and go to LA.
With an attitude, I need a fat sack for the afternoon. I hate her, always chatting. By the time you get the blunt, you looking at it like, what happened? Police always trying to blow my high. It's like every time I'm rolling up, they roll on by. Damn, had to put the whole wood out. And my partner mad high, he ain't a good lookout. Nah, you need to pull the good book out. But that, I'm mad hungry, where's a good cookout?
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side. Gentlemen behind
This is Kayla, and...
Hi, I'm Danny. Hi, everybody.
It took you a second.
Yeah, sorry, I'm
distracted. And you're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is our first show of the summer. Unfortunately, I was not here in Boston for the first 2 weeks when we started our summer schedule, so excited to be back and playing some music. How about you?
I'm excited to be back, too. And I'm just trying to figure out how to connect to the Wi-Fi here so that we can keep playing you some awesome music.
Yeah, it's okay if we don't. I have it, though.
It's okay. We won't play awesome music. We'll just, you know, talk your ear off.
We're in the same playlist.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Very freeform. We were just talking about that with the other DJs before us.
Yeah, it's really cool how different genres. It's very eclectic, you know. Like, I think they said that they were a hip-hop station.
Yeah, local
that just
hip-hop.
Played before us, and then before then it was like punk rock. So it's really awesome that you can just come here and play whatever you want, basically.
You can even have a show where you just talk the whole time.
Oh, that'd be sick.
That's intimidating, though.
I bet so many people would want to listen to that, am I right?
Of course. You know, I would listen to someone talk about random stuff for an hour.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, it's YouTube, but without the video.
Millions of people do it every day.
I mean, so many, like, how many YouTubers make millions because they just videotape their life?
Well, that's more like vlogging.
Yeah, the vlogging stuff.
We
so what's the difference between talking and vlogging? I guess like
vlogging.
I mean,
is,
I guess it's more interesting because you know it's a video.
Well,
and, like,
vlogging is it's literally like your diary. You know, what we did today. Oh, we're going shopping. Look at us. We're at the grocery store. I bought some cereal, and then like, oh, look at us. We're driving home. Yeah, hopefully I make it home safe. You know, like. We're aiming for more like, you know, Joe Rogan just, you know, what's up, man? How are you? You know, talking about stuff. Jamie, pull that up. You know, so
yeah,
that's what we're going for.
But, you know, if I saw, I don't think I've really seen anyone vlog before in person, but I feel like going to a store, just being out or like pulling up next to someone in your car and you see them talking into some like thing, I feel like I would just be like, you look so stupid.
I kind of respect wannabe vloggers because it seems like really hard to succeed, and they try. They really do. They put in the effort, you know. They'll film themselves doing everything, and they'll, you know, talk about it on social media and follow like tens of thousands of people hoping that they'll follow them back to try to raise awareness. They try.
My thing is, though, is I really don't want to watch someone go to the grocery store. Like, if you're going somewhere cool and you're doing something exciting and you want to document it, like, I'm all for that. But I don't have to see your everyday life. I think that's like, it's like, dude, I don't want to see you making dinner unless you're making a really good meal and you're making it like a cooking thing.
A cooking show would be awesome, but you would be shocked, especially if you have like kids.
Mm-hmm.
People love watching just what parents do with their kids. Like, oh, like Timmy, you know, went poo-poo in his diaper and and then he played with his favorite stuffed animal. Isn't that so awesome? And people will watch that stuff.
You know, good for them. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, teach their own.
But it's cool. So our first song was Possum Kingdom by Toadies. And the next one was Dragon Bones by Jamie T. And we have some more fabulous music for you today. The next one is Call You Up by Viola Beach. And the last song and the next two are all songs that I don't remember what they sound like, but I heard them and I liked them, so I put them on a playlist.
I'm gonna trust you. Don't let me down.
I'll try not to. So hope you like it, and once I hear it, I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that. So, I'm a fan of the Daily Mix on Spotify, to be honest. They usually get, like, what I want, although I feel like they have four, and they're all, like, different groups. Like, the first one for me, like, Daily Mix 1 will be mostly, like, indie stuff. Like, it'll have some Catfish and the Bottlemen and, like, you know, like, the Strokes and stuff. And then the next one will be more 90s alt rock. They'll have Foo Fighters or something like that. And then the other two I just don't pay attention to. But
it's hit or miss for me, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they like, it's good if you just don't know what to listen to. And like the first one will definitely just have stuff that I like, you know, that I've heard before or I just would like. So, but I think the place where I find the best like new music that I haven't heard before is it usually if I just play a song that I like and just play that singular song, whatever songs come up after that they say are related to it, usually it's pretty good stuff.
If you're lucky, yeah. I feel like...
But you just have to pick a song that you like. So this is a hack.
Sure.
If you're on Spotify and you want to find new music, listen to a song you like, but only that song, and then it'll just randomly generate songs, and you'll probably like them.
Don't go to Pandora, though. Nobody goes there anymore.
I actually still use it sometimes, because really? It has a sleep timer.
Pandora has a sleep timer?
Yes, it does. And I enjoy that.
I've listened to Spotify while sleeping, and it just plays till the morning. I wake up.
See, I can't do that. Like, I need it to turn off, because...
Yeah, it's like the television.
It'll just... Exactly, because I'll fall asleep, but then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and hear it.
You ever hear it in your dreams?
No.
That has happened to me before.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, but that's the same thing as if I don't finish the text or whatever when I text you. I'll wake up because I know I have to answer it. So...
Yeah, priorities, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like when the TV's on all night or if music's playing all night or I gotta answer all my texts.
Some of us need the noise to fall asleep to.
No, the thing is I used to fall asleep to music every single night, and that's why I liked Pandora, because it would turn off after an hour, and it was always stuff I like because it's radio, but... Or I just play like a CD because they end, you know?
Sure.
So, but ever since I went to college, I just didn't do it anymore because I didn't want to bother my roommate. I didn't want to.
I don't know if I've used my Pandora account in probably like 6 or 7 years, maybe more. So I'm sure if I logged in and I still had like saved playlists, it would be like a day to remember radio. Like, oh gosh.
I had that at one point.
I think
I might still do,
because
you know what? I'll check it out, because I only listen to Thumbprint, Catfish and the Bottlemen, and sometimes the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, or indie rock. So there might be old ones on there that I never deleted. I also, actually, you know what Pandora is good for? Christmas time.
You listen to Christmas music?
With my family at Christmas.
Sure. I mean,
but
yeah,
not,
my mother,
I don't, I'm not a fan
of Christmas music, so I don't play it myself.
Your mom doesn't play Christmas music?
No, she supplies it, so I will never go out of my own way to play it on my own stuff.
Well, no, I don't play it by myself.
Okay.
It's only when I'm sitting at home with my family, and usually my dad, sometimes my mom, will just be like, oh, why don't you play New Christmas music? Oh. So that's when it's useful.
I understand.
But... You know, or if it's on the... I'll listen to it on the radio sometimes, but I hate when they start playing it in November.
Start playing it in November if you're lucky. For those of us who work in retail, as early as October, it has happened before.
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I remember you complaining about that.
Yeah, it's because Thanksgiving, it's really hard to market Thanksgiving, like food... You know, like, here's some food, but, like, they start marketing for Christmas.
Thanksgiving is all about food.
Weeks before Thanksgiving even starts. Because, ultimately, Thanksgiving's not the important one. It's Christmas. Christmas is the moneymaker. It's the big cultural holiday.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, I think, is great. I mean, you just get a day where you can eat a bunch. That's amazing to me.
I think it's great, but it really depends on how badly you want to see your family. Some of us do. Some of us... Yeah, don't want to.
No, but. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it can be annoying depending on... Sometimes family functions are not the best.
Yeah.
Usually, if it stays within your immediate family, it's fine. But then once you get started and get, like, really branch out with the extended family...
Yeah, once
sometimes
you get...
Sometimes it can get crazy.
Once you get to the aunts and uncles and they're always asking every year, so...
The same thing over and over again.
Yeah, it's you know, for a while it was, so you're going to school, and as you get older, it's like, so you getting a job? So you getting married?
And
it's
like, just gets...
Like, it's why are you pressuring me to, like, do stuff?
Yeah, you're
you
right.
Know?
Or feuds. Don't get started on politics. That's not a good thing. Just never do it.
We kind of learned in my family to replace political talk with whatever is hot on television at the moment. You know, like it would have been Game of Thrones if it aired. You know, did you watch this last night? So, I don't know. It's healthier than political talk. We all, some of us, like, they're opposing viewpoints, so we just agree to leave it out, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
That's the way it be sometimes.
Although, usually I don't hate extended family things. Sometimes it gets boring.
Yeah.
But generally it's fine. Although, I don't know. I just like Thanksgiving because of the principle of, like, I just usually get to eat good food because a lot of times my brother makes it and he's a good cook. So that's really why I like Thanksgiving. It's just solely because of food.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good reason.
I don't know. I think it's just a good day to be like, oh, I love you. Like, thanks for being whatever, and then eating a bunch.
I don't know. Eat good food and then fall asleep. I mean, that's my ideal every
It's
day.
Not as tainted by capitalism as Christmas.
That's true.
So, yeah. Although Black Friday is literally the day after Thanksgiving.
It gets tainted
pretty quick. Yeah. Although I think that it is acceptable to start playing Christmas music on Thanksgiving, but not like starting in the morning. Maybe like after dinner when you're like, oh man, Christmas is next.
I disagree. I think that's too soon.
Mm. Okay. When is it? December 1st or something?
I'm going to go a little further.
You're going to go
double digits in December.
Okay. You just don't like Christmas music.
December 10th, 2 weeks. You get 2 weeks, and then once your 2 weeks are up, that's it. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, here's the thing. Is that, like, I feel like sometimes my family plays Christmas music on Thanksgiving, but not all the time. Just, I feel like maybe it's happened a couple times. But that doesn't mean we play it consecutively every day until Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be a bit much.
No, we just don't. Usually, you know, we hit it when Thanksgiving, when you set up the tree, and then, like, Christmas. Like, they're good. And then maybe there's nothing on the radio, so you just put the Christmas station on. Yeah. Although we have satellite.
So you got
right now. So, and, you know, my mom listens to the news on the way home, so she probably doesn't even listen to music on the radio that much, so, well.
Speaking of music...
Yeah, we have been talking a for a show. Long time. And, yeah, it's been like 20 minutes. No, yeah. It's been like 15. So
let's play something.
I'm going to play the song now. Call You Up, Viola Beach.
To light up at night so I can see where I'm going when I'm walking to you. But I made the mistake of giving away that I wanna call at the end of the day and talk about plans of wasting away with you. And that you seem to be the air that I breathe, and the last thing I think of as I fall asleep. And recently I've started to feel like I'll be slipping away at the end of the day into dreams of the two of us running away. It's okay, I'll just say I was drunk yesterday and just hope that you still wanna stay. And I'll call you up in the middle of the night in hopes that you wanna hear from me. I just wanna know if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fine for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright. Thank you.
try, but you keep occupying my mind. And the words say that you like the light in the room, 'cause I need you to do all the things that I do. How can you be true? You're making me lose my head. And I'll call you up in the middle of the night in hopes that you wanna hear from me. I just wanna know if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fine for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright in the end. Said I. Wanna hear from me? I just wanna know if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fighting for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright in the end. Said I call you up, I call you up.
everyone, we're back, and we're not going to talk as much because we talked a lot, which was good.
Anything can happen.
You're right. Anything really could happen, but you know what I'm trying. You know what I don't like about Spotify is when you press back, it doesn't restart the song. It goes to the last song, unless you're halfway through the song. You know,
that's a little annoying.
It is a little annoying, but
dang it, Spotify.
Love you, but hate you.
Can't live without you.
You're right.
that feels like a song.
It is something. It's definitely something.
You know what that is? That is a song by this band from the late 90s, early 2000s called Saliva.
I feel like I've heard of them. They have like one popular
Unfortunately,
song.
A lot of people have heard of them, but they had this one hit
called like
Always.
One... Yeah!
And the chorus went, I love you, I hate you, I can't live without you. It's like literally what we just said.
No, I think that's why that sounded so familiar.
I don't necessarily recommend that song unless you feel like going on a little nostalgic trip to the good old like rap rock days of the early 2000s. But hey,
you know what?
I mean, go for it if
there
you really
was,
feel like
there
it.
There was a lot then.
Saliva.
Saliva. Who would name their band Saliva?
Saliva. I don't know. It's a weird name.
That was funny.
It's like, of course there's a band named Saliva.
That's gross. Yeah. That does not paint a great picture in my mind.
Yeah, well, try listening to their music. I don't think that paints a great picture either. Anyways, so...
We have a PSA.
I have a PSA for you guys. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
It's bad. I don't understand why people think that's okay.
It's kind of
And
no,
I
it's
see
not
it
okay.
all the time. Yeah. All the time. Literally, on highways, I see people texting. And sometimes it's not when there's traffic. Sometimes it's when you're going 70 and I see people just texting.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That is insane. One time at the pool at the condo in New Jersey, some woman came in. I was sitting with my friend because she was lifeguarding. And she came in and her leg was broken and she was all messed up. And she said she got hit head on. Because some teenager texting veered out of the lane and hit her like head on.
Damn.
That's insane. I would literally kill them. I wouldn't actually kill them.
They didn't get themselves first.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the simple message here.
It's ridiculous.
I'll try to say it in like the manliest voice I can muster is put down the damn phone. No, but like really.
You
really
and your voices tonight.
Well, I can't help myself.
I know. You're having fun.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up before I forgot. Yesterday, that dude on Jeopardy, James Holzhauer, I think that's how you say his name, finally lost.
He finally lost.
I think he was 32 days.
Beat the record.
And he made something like $2.5 million. I might not be exact there, but he finally lost.
Did Someone he beat, beat both records?
So no, he did not really even come that close to Ken Jennings' record of most games in a row, because Ken Jennings was like 70-something. Outrageous. Probably will never happen again.
Yeah.
But I think he made close or surpassed Ken Jennings' total over those 76 games. So this dude made money. Mm. Like ridiculous.
I heard he made like at least $50,000 a game.
Yes, which is insane.
Yeah.
And just, you know, compounded game after game. I don't know. Some people say that maybe he lost on purpose, but you know, that's just maybe just a conspiracy.
Imagine being
from some
those
weirdos.
Other people, like say he's already won 10 games in a row and being or 15, and then you know you're going on the next show. That must be so intimidating.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people who are that smart are probably confident enough to be like, yeah, you know, of course I would do this. You know, I'm so smart. Look, I'm going to set another record. Watch me do it. But I think he'll be remembered. He'll be up there with the Ken Jennings and the Brad Rutters. And for anyone else who knows your Jeopardy knowledge, those guys are pretty important.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be back. You know, they'll bring him back for those specials, like the Tournament of Champions and whatnot.
Yeah, they definitely will. But his streak is gone. So sad.
Yeah. End of an era.
Anyway, the next song I'm going to play is a song off of Catfish and the Bottlemen's new album, which they will be at the House of Blues on June 19th, which I am very excited to see.
I know, you bought tickets right away.
Literally the day they came out.
And I felt bad because, like, I approached you, like, I think the day after they went on sale. I was like, hey, did you know that these guys were playing in here? And you were like, yep, I got them as soon as I could. And I was like, oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, my roommate and I are going to go. It's going to be amazing. I've seen them already. They're one of my favorite bands. And the one I'm going to play is Sidetrack, which is my favorite song off of this new album. And this album's really good. I diehard fan of the first album. Second one's good. But the first one's just better, in my opinion. It's just good. It's just like a solid album. And then this one's good, too. Not quite as good as the first one, because that one's just like, that's one of my favorites. But better than the second, which is good, because I feel like a lot of bands, if their second album isn't as good as the first, it doesn't really go back up unless sometimes they do.
Looking at you, The Strokes. Looking at you, Interpol. Looking at you, probably a bunch of other bands that I can't think of right now.
Yeah, they just kind of like peak in their first album and then go down. But no, they have not peaked at their first album, and I'm very excited about that. So this one is Sidetrack.
As if you're holding up a card with my second name for a start. Will you wait for me? Cause the dry insists that if we're gonna duck the traffic, then we take the bridge. So we do. Will you wait for me? When I think about it, everything about it, just let me up your drive again. Saying I should be everything you want. God, and she's forgot your name, you won't get through. Will you wait for me? And the driver insisted that we took the quickest route, but God, I'm not convinced. Now that's true. Bye.
Yeah.
That was Pillowhead by Failure, and then we had some Interpol before that. And
good bands.
Good bands.
Mm.
Nothing but good bands on this show.
Of course, only the best.
Of course. Anyway, thanks for listening to our first show of the summer. For any of you guys out there, I can check, actually, see how many people listened, but I don't feel like it. Anyway, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And we're going to play one more song for you. And that's going to be... Do you want to say it?
Yeah. We are going to play How Soon Is Now by The Smiths. And this is inspired by some guy I know who's not really important, so I'm not going to say his name.
You're not?
No, just kidding. I love you, Mark.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the book, by the way. I know I haven't seen you in a while, but yeah, this one's for you. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
You should.